Sprint presents Time Machine.
Hey, what are you doing? It's 17 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S, and I'm building a time machine so I don't have to wait.
Oh, with Sprint, I never have to wait. I get to upgrade to the newest iPhone right away, whenever it comes out.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Man, I gotta switch to Sprint.
Why does your time machine sound like a microwave?
It's cooking my leftovers from tomorrow night.
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease. No security deposit. Excludes taxes. Subject to well-qualified credit. New line port. A $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in. Regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robach, who are here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I am Dawn Fleming, and I feel so blessed that you're joining us today and opening to your inner mystic. Today we have the opportunity to learn from an expert how to live more consciously and to let go of those annoying aspects that hold us back and lower our vibration. But before we get into our topic, I want to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. Linda is my good friend. She's an incredible light and mystic healer. Ever since I met Linda, I have watched her do her inner work and just see how she allows her inner mystic to help others to heal, find peace, and to move forward in life. And it is my honor to know her and to do this show with her. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawn, and thank you. How wonderful it is to be doing this show with you, dear friend. Your light shines so brightly and has been a beacon for others over the years. When you share your gifts as a medical intuitive, Reiki master, educator, and author, transformation occurs. You are a fabulous, dependable, creative co-host, and it is a joy working with you.
Thank you.
You are an example of someone who lives in alignment with their truth.
Thank you.
I wanted to finish that last one. I think it's important to say you live in alignment with your truth.
And I'm trying.
So now it is my honor to introduce another modern mystic and a very good friend, Corinne Sokol. Corinne is a life coach. She's the owner of Inflow Coaching, and she's also a certified organizational consultant for Dr. Joe Dispenza's program, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Now, that program is also based on his best-selling book by the same name. And I think that's how we got the topic of this show, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. So Corinne is also an excellent teacher. I've experienced it, and I can attest to that. She teaches people how to tap into the incredible power of their brains in order to make significant changes in their life. So by unlocking hidden habitual thinking, people are able to access their greatness. So today, Corinne's topic is on conscious creation. If you've ever wondered about the possibility of using thought to create a desired future or even to heal the body, well, hang on. Corinne is here to share with us about what we are learning from groundbreaking research in neuroscience and quantum physics. Corinne's work with Dr. Joe and other cutting-edge teachers in the human potential movement, and actually from her own experience, make her an incredible bridge between science, spirituality and mysticism. So, welcome, Corinne.
Thank you, Linda. What a beautiful introduction, and I'm so honored to be with both of you, modern mystics, and I honor, you know, the work that you're doing to share such amazing messages with the world. I'm honored to share this knowledge about Joe Dispenza's work. His teaching is phenomenal, and he has this amazing ability to take something that may be kind of complicated in terms of science and really create a model so that everyone can understand. So I'm just honored to be part of that transformational work. So thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so happy.
Well, yes, we're happy. We're excited with all the information that you have to share. So I'm going to give you your first question. Corinne, the brain is the organ of change and creation. So could you tell us why it is important to understand how it works to consciously create?
Certainly. Well, you know, we've all heard this concept that your thoughts create your reality, and we're finding that that's absolutely true. But, you know, for most people, they may consider that that's true, but in reality, a lot of times that they kind of refute the idea that something in their circumstances or in their life is a product of their own thinking, their own beliefs, and maybe their expectations. But we now know, through Joe's amazing scientifically detailed measurement on the brain and the heart, how and why personal change and creation unfold. I mean, how this happens. And most importantly, how to do it yourself. And it's really an art. You have to master the art of crossing what he calls the river of change, despite anything going on in your current reality. So the trick about the brain is that on a daily basis, we process approximately 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And most of those are subconscious. You know, most of them, we just are in an automatic program. And they're often the same thoughts that we thought yesterday. And they'll be the same thoughts that we think tomorrow, just maybe in a slightly different decision-making, like we may decide to have something different for dinner. But we basically have the same thoughts. And the brain is this incredible organ within our body that is organized and wired to literally reflect everything that you've ever learned in your life, every experience you've ever had. It's all sort of, you know, in the gray matter of our brains. It's all in there. And so all this neurocircuitry is all your conscious awareness and your unconscious choices and awareness. It's all in your brain. And so the brain actually fires a finite signature. This is who you are, your personality, or let's put it this way, it's not truly who you are, that's what we're going to get to, but it is firing what is now your personality, your identity, and it's actually a signature that is fired, and we'll talk more about that electromagnetically. But your personality, we have learned, which is what is mirrored in your brain, creates your personal reality. It's the lens through which you experience the world. And so this amazing organ in our head is a tool, once we learn how to use it, for transformation. It's sort of the instrument through which our consciousness flows. We just have to learn how to use it. And, you know, when in Joe's teaching and also in the course that I teach, you learn about the three parts of your brain that you can consciously understand and use for creation. For example, the top part of your brain and the newest part is called the neocortex, and that is what we call the thinking brain. That's the part of the brain that sort of looks like a walnut that sits on the top of the rest of the brain. And then we have the limbic brain, which is the part of the brain that creates chemicals to help us feel. And then we work with the cerebellum, which is the part of the brain that is where all the subconscious programming is stored. And that's what makes us go on into automatic, mode. And that's a good thing. We need to be on automatic mode for things like driving a car. And, we tend to have a routine that really supports us in our lives. But that's also where we can get stuck. So when we change the brain and learn how to do that effectively. We learn how to change by changing our thinking and learning how to change our feelings by thinking and feeling differently and repeating that in a new way. And what happens then is when the brain changes, the self changes. And when the self changes, your outer reality changes. And it's that simple, but it's also quite a learning process and a practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you've talked a little bit about the change. If you could say, just kind of stress them a little bit more, what is change and why is it so difficult for most of us?
Yes, change. We all want something, and generally what we want to create requires some change within. So what most people don't realize is by the time you're 35 years old, your brain becomes hardwired. We're much more neuroplastic earlier in our lives. That's why children can learn languages much quicker than older individuals, because we're neuroplastic. And so, but around age 35, we become hardwired. And on top of that, 95% of who we're being, or our consciousness, is subconscious. So we're on automatic pilot 95% of the time. Most of us aren't aware of that. We're just living our lives, but we don't realize that we're in a program most of the time. And the other important thing is really to understand 95% is subconscious, but about 75 to 90% of that thinking or that state is negative. And we may not realize it. We may think we're a positive thinker, but we have a lot of these subconscious programs that were created from childhood that have formed habits, habitual thinking and habitual feeling, that lead us to habitual choices, habitual behaviors, and we tend to have the same habitual experiences in our lives and feel the same feelings. And we say we want to create something new, but we don't realize that we're programmed into a lot of negative thinking, which is about a lot of the not good enough, I don't have enough, scarcity thinking. I mean, it can go on and on. So what happens is the reason it's so hard to change is because we're trying to change things about ourselves and our life with about 5% of our conscious awareness. Anytime you find yourself trying to make change, you know, or struggling, you're in a program. You know, we're in that 75 to 90% negative thinking that is pretty much on automatic pilot. So the work is to uncover that. And, you know, the great news is that we are neuroplastic. We don't have to be hardwired. We can change that old dog. The old dog can learn new tricks. And we have to. That's why Joe calls his book "Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself." You have to understand what habits are, and you have to. You know, people talk about the law of attraction. That's a real, absolute, universal law. But in order to attract what we want, we have to unlearn the old program. You have to unlearn the old self. You have to become very familiar with who he and she are, and learn specifically to unlearn old thinking, old types of choices that we might make, old actions and behaviors that we typically take, and old feelings that we tend to feel. Literally, you have to train the body and recondition the body to who you want to be, and change requires awareness. If you remember if anybody saw the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, there was the whole concept of the observer. You know, Marlee Matlin was in all these different places. She was the observer at one point, and that's what we become, the observer of ourselves. And when you are aware of yourself and observing yourself, oh, isn't that interesting how I just had that thought? Oh, isn't that interesting how I want to make this choice, but just can't do it. Isn't that interesting? Or how I just behaved, or I'm about to behave. When you become the awareness or the observer of yourself, you're no longer the program. You're observing the program. And that's the practice. The practice is to really hone in on becoming that amazing observer of the self in order to change.
Well, oh, that, you know, that just gives us so much hope when we really get down to it.
There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of reason for knowing that we can change, absolutely.
Yes.
And that practice of being the observer has been around for so long. I remember in Krishnamurti's work how he talked about being that observer, sitting on your shoulder and just watching. Like you said, watching what you say, watching what you think. And it really, man, it really wakens you up when you do something like that.
Absolutely, and it's as simple as noticing, you know, being present, attention, paying attention.
Yes,
it's very
attention.
Simple. Yes, yes. It's,
oh, excellent.
It's something.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Now, I see in my practice that a lot of people that I work with, they're just living in that place of that survival mode, and I can see how it kind of limits their experience. So I want to ask you, what do you feel it means to live in that survival mode, and how does this state sabotage dreams?
That's a great question. And in our work, survival mode equals stress. That's what most people are living in, and most people can understand the whole stress, being under stress, and it seems like it's getting more and more complicated with so much technology and so much information and so much to do. And so we live in stress, generally speaking. Again, that goes back to that 75 to 90% negative. So what most people don't realize is that every time you think a thought, your brain makes a chemical. And so if you have elevated thoughts, if you have beautiful thoughts and happy thoughts, then your brain is making these really wonderful chemicals that support well-being and coherence in the body. And those chemicals make you feel good. So it becomes this lovely loop of happy thoughts and happy feelings and good feelings. But we also, when we have those negative thoughts, and again, that's primarily what most people think subconsciously, so you might have a bad or insecure thought, your brain, this is in another part of your brain, it makes chemicals that make you feel exactly how you just thought. So, you know, if you have a thought of, I don't think I can do this, it doesn't feel right, you're going to feel those feelings of whatever it might be, fear, anxiety. And so this loop begins to happen, and that's what stress is. And so every chemical that we release, it feeds the body through the bloodstream and enters the receptors of the cells, so that the cells then begin to, over years and years of thinking the same kinds of thoughts and having the same kinds of feelings, the receptors start opening for that particular chemical, just like any other addiction. So this is a habit. This is what happens, and these chemicals are very addictive. So just think about all the years of having the same, often subconscious thinking and feeling that we are, programming again the body. The cells are receiving these chemicals, and this is how we become so habituated into negativity, into survival. And we've created this habitual loop, and the body is in fight or flight mode for much of the time. So what happens is we set an intention, we dream a dream, and we really want to create it, and we think we're in charge. But again, we learned that only 5% of the conscious awareness is really is thinking it's running the show, but the body is actually running the show, because the body's saying, oh, no, I have this chemical addiction. I need some of those fear chemicals. So we'll create an outer reality to feed this addiction. It's really, it's brilliant. The body is just incredibly brilliant, but we don't realize that we've programmed it over many years of for many reasons. We've had experiences in life that caused us to have these feelings and emotions, and we've hardwired the thoughts. So we create these loops. So another level of survival is that we believe when we're in survival that our outer world is more real than the inner world. And so we set these intentions, which is this beautiful thought, focused thought. But what happens is we really want to, you know, put our awareness and be present with our intention, but we begin to have to allow our environment, and the environment are all the people in our lives, the things in our lives, the memories of our lives. You know, I mean, think about all the things that pull your energy away from you or your attention. And where you put your attention is where you put your energy. So when we're in survival, again, we are making the outer world more real than the inner world. And the environment tends to draw the life out of us, I mean, the energy out of us. And so there's very little energy left for focus on our dreams. And so we tend to make excuses. We say we can't do this because somebody or something got in the way. We don't have enough money. We don't, you know, the spouse or the child requires us to, you know, be there. And so our dream becomes sabotaged. Another level of being in survival is that we either have our attention in the past or what we call in our work the past future. And we are very rarely in the present. And it's really, to be in true creation mode of your new reality, you must be pure presence. And this is what we teach people how to do. So what happens most of the time is if you're in the past or in the past future, if you're having emotions, feeling emotions and thoughts that have to do with regret or scarcity or anger towards somebody or something, resentment, shame, sadness, these are all emotions that are based on the past, some past experience that we've had. And now if you are experiencing thoughts and emotions that would be about your past, what we call past future, things like the anxiety about a future event, trying to control something in the future, fear of the future, and not having enough time. We make an excuse that we don't have enough time because we have to learn how to overcome time and become truly present. So again, survival mode means that we have to learn how to become greater than our environment, become greater than our body, the chemical addictions of our body, and become greater than time. And that's the work. That's the work. Mm. Because you can't go to a new future living by emotions of the past or hormones of stress. You have to learn how to become coherent and overcome yourself. And this is a skill that can be developed. Absolutely.
I think you're already on to and answering the question that I had, which was, how do we evolve to become greater and to create a greater personal reality? If you continue with that a little bit.
Sure. Yes, that becoming greater than those three things, the environment, the body, and time, requires that we open up our skill or develop our skill of metacognition. And metacognition means that we can observe ourselves, as we talked about before. We can begin to notice and become aware of who we've been being and begin to change that as we are deciding and declaring who we do want to be and what we want to create. So the work is you have to overcome the old self. We call it the old self. The model is the old self moving into the new self and creating a whole new state of being, which is also a whole new personality. You know, you're evolving yourself. And that requires that we develop the skill of becoming coherent. And that's a term in biology. And Joe Dispenza has done phenomenal work with measuring states of coherence during his events when people are in deep states of meditation, coherence in the brain and also coherence in the heart and the body and in the room even, and then in the energy that we are. That surrounds us and is us. So the first way, though, to begin is you have to start to contemplate, and this is turning on an aspect of your brain. Contemplate, who do I want to be? Who do I want to be? What if? What if I could? You know, you start considering, you know, the possibilities, because we bring in a lot of work around the quantum field, the quantum potential. And in quantum potential, quantum law says that there are infinite possibilities. And we have that. We have infinite possibilities to choose from. So we start contemplating what are the possibilities. And, you know, you begin to look for new knowledge. I mean, an example of this is years ago, I wanted to become a retreat leader. I was a very new, brand new life coach, and I thought, I want to take people on retreats. I want to take them into environments that inspire, and I could sense that this was really where I was headed. And I had to start asking myself those questions: who do I want to be? What is a retreat leader all about? You know, and I needed to get information about what does it take to lead retreats. Where would we go? What would that be like? How can I learn about that? So you start to learn. You start to wire new wiring in the brain that is the knowledge. You're bringing focus to the new creation, but, you know, to the new self and the creation she wants to create. You have to start to decide what new habits of thinking and choosing and feeling do I need to create here? Because you also have to take a look at the old self. How do I need to change her? What are the habits that are holding me back, and what are the new habits of thinking and choosing and acting and feeling that I need to develop? Again, this is all based on the observer observing the self, mm-hmm. and considering who the new self and the new program would be. And so we have to go into the subconscious in order to unlearn, because again, we can't do this with 5% of our conscious awareness and learn how to no longer be the program, drop into pure consciousness, which is what we teach, how we do that, and drop intention as the observer. Because what you'll learn if you ever study, or if you are studying Joe Dispenza's work, that you are co-creating. This is a co-creation with Source, with a greater mind, a greater level of you. And the work is to become more like it and to give it your, Joe calls it your order, you know, give it your dream. In this very beautiful, pure state of pure consciousness. So we have to go into the unknown in order to do this, and that's often uncomfortable because, remember, we're breaking addictive habits. And so that's sort of that river of change that you've got to cross, because it gets deeper and deeper, and it starts to feel uncomfortable because it's an unknown. You're stepping into a new self, and that's an unknown, and that's what's so magnificent. That's how we evolve.
You know, this is interesting, because right before the show started, I was sharing with the two of you that I am in the process, I think, of becoming a new person and having a greater, hopefully, personal reality. But this is just so timely for me and what I shared before, thinking I can't do this. I was falling into some old things. I can't write. I can't whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I love that we can support each other in this and that we have some tools and things to do.
Wonderful, Linda.
Anyway.
Wonderful. And it's life. I mean, there will always be another level of of pulling back another layer of something that's holding us back so that we can evolve to a higher level of greatness. It's the life journey. And so congratulations on having this wonderful opportunity to do that.
Well, and that's it. I'm going to look at it as an opportunity.
That's a great way to refocus the mind, to see it as an opportunity and not something as fearful. And I just know that in my past, when I've gotten stuck in that negative place, I would just say, this is not who I am. And
mm-hmm.
then I would, like, shift my mind to who am I? And like Corinne was saying, there's unlimited possibilities, and try to align into that place of, okay, I'm not this, so let's be open to these other fabulous possibilities. So
beautiful, beautiful. And you didn't step into, you shifted and you became the observer. You're observing. I'm not this.
Yes.
I'm not this. Beautiful.
So that brings us to how do you effectively use thought or intention to consciously create?
Well, this is where it gets really fun. Because if we if we are considering creating by thought alone, and that is Joe Dispenza's work, where we learn how to create by thought alone. The point in all that is we have to become a thought alone. And in order to do that, we have to go inward. You can't do this in your outer world because that's trying, and that's also, you know, people accomplish great things a lot of times, but often it's through struggle and it's through great challenge and they're working hard and they're undergoing lots of stress. So people get things done and create. But this is the effortless way of creating. This is creating from a quantum level. So we create an intention. And intention is really a very, very clear, focused thought. And where, again, there's all kinds of things happening within the brain, parts of the brain that are firing when we hold a clear intention. And whenever you have a thought, a clear thought, that is an electrical charge. So there's electricity happening in your brain. So you fire a thought, that's an electrical charge. And so what we want to develop, and this takes contemplation, a clear, pure intention. Clarity is key. You got to start with clarity. What do you want? And you begin to see it in your mind's eye, picture it. When I wanted to become a retreat leader, I started really doing this process, and I started seeing myself in a circle of with a circle of people, and specifically women, in sitting on the top of a mountain in Sedona. And I started to see pictures and started to imagine. This is where you know our gift of imagining really turns on. So you begin with that clear, pure intention. Now it must be married with an elevated emotion, and this is where people kind of lose, they think that they just hold an intention and that's it. It will not work. It must fire with an elevated emotion. Now, the elevated emotion must make you feel amazing. You want to feel as though it's happening. You're there in the circle on the top of a cathedral rock in Sedona, and you are feeling the love and the energy of this group and the work that you're doing, and literally have that emotional feeling. And what happens is that opens the heart. So this is a brain and a heart coherence that takes place. And that's a magnetic charge. When the heart opens, there are waves that the heart releases, and that's a magnetic charge, and that draws. So the thought fires the signal out, and the feeling draws the event back. And you know, you have to develop the skill to understand that you're making this more real than the outer world. This is happening in your inner world, and it's becoming real within. And you're so present in this moment that you become no body, no thing, no identity, and no time. You're literally having the experience, the future experience you are experiencing as a real experience internally. So we have to go inward. We have to close our eyes. We have to take time away from our environment, our body, and time, and make the choice to go inward. A lot of people, what happens is they start to say, I don't have time to, we call it meditation or mental rehearsal, I don't have time. And if they really understood the truth of this, that if this is how you create, they wouldn't let anything get in the way of this amazing time to consciously create. And again, it's a skill that has to be honed on. You know, you have to linger in this state. You don't just get up from a meditation or from this inward journey and go out and be the old person that you were. You now have done the inner work of becoming someone new who's creating something new, and you have to get up from your meditation and go out into your world as that new person. And that means you're going to make new choices, you're going to take new actions and behaviors, and you're going to face something, some uncomfortable, you know, addictive emotions that you've been used to feeling, and you have to overcome that. So what happens when we do this work is you are neurologically, biologically, biochemically, genetically, and electromagnetically changing yourself. And it's a wild ride because it can be instantaneous in that you can have instantaneous healings. You can, you know, you can have this creation and all of a sudden you get up and go out into your world and some incredible synchronicity just shows up because you are, you know, tapping into the quantum here. And gratitude is a huge part of this. You have to feel grateful for the future that's already been created. So it's a mindset that has to change. It's a belief system that has to change. You're seeding the field with your intention.
Wow. Excellent. And, you know, this is so important. I feel like we're going to need another show again on this. But because we have about 10 minutes left here. But could you briefly tell us what the process of meditation is that you use and why? You know, do you think this is the most powerful tool to change your brain, body, and life?
Yes, yes. Well, the meditation, of course, is our primary tool. And, you know, for the reasons that I just explained, you must go inward. And, you know, science is telling us that our bodies are made out of space. It's 99.9999% space, which is, you know, when you really grasp that, that the atom is almost entirely space, and that's what we're made of, you know, then you can ask yourself, well, so if this is true, if we're mostly space, then what penetrates that space? And what we're learning is that information and energy penetrates that space, and it information and energy directs our physical reality. And what sets Dr. Joe's work apart from others is that we teach people to take their attention off of matter, off of the physical, you know, their environment, their body, and off of time, and instead put their awareness on the space, which is energy and information, of not only them, of who you are, but of all of existence. And you enter into the realm of the quantum field. And this is what the teaching teaches. You know, we there's a lot of teaching, but there's a tremendous amount of practice. And the practice is these mental rehearsals and then getting up and being that in your life. So when you do that, when you enter the quantum and you offer a clear, pure intention with amazing elevated emotion and you linger in that, over time, the brain becomes very coherent, very organized. And when the brain is coherent, the body is coherent, the heart is coherent, and you are coherent. You are no longer operating as a program. You are pure presence. You are pure consciousness. You are operating as the observer. And you are, it's an ascension process. This is how we ascend. We're living from a state of coherence. And when your brain is coherent and your body is coherent and works well, you work well, and you're in greater flow with your life and with effortless creation. And there's a whole process that we do. You know, we use the breath to help us move into that state. We open into the space, which is the opening of the focus. We have, you know, awareness on becoming coherent. We actually enter into that state of pure consciousness, which we call the void. And, of course, these are advanced trainings here, but we all have the capability of doing this. We set our intention. We drop our seeds of intention as we are being this state of pure consciousness. And it's the most amazing feeling to be in this state and co-create with what I call it, with divinity. And you're aware that that's what you're doing, and you are... you're in love. You're in love with life, with your creation, and you feel the gratitude, and then you get up and you go out into your life and you look for the feedback. You open to the feedback. You open to synchronicity, and it will find you. It will find you, and you will see these amazing, what I call sacred breadcrumbs, show up in your life, and it's the most fun way to live and create from the state of creation. And again, it is a practice and it's a skill, and we all have the ability with these amazing brains that we can learn how to use them.
Wow. Outstanding. You've given us a lot of useful food for thought and food to take us out of that place where we don't want to be and to really move forward and into that place of pure consciousness. That's really exciting. So,
oh, well, thank you. I there's nothing that I love to talk more and to teach more about anything than this. This is what I love, and so I'm so honored to have been able to share a bit.
Well, and I can just tell how passionate you are about it. It just comes through. And so that brings me to, if our listeners want to get in touch with you and to learn more or get more information on this topic, give us some information on how we can get in contact with you.
Well, my email address is krsinflow, INFLOW, at AOL.com. So you can reach me by email. I have a website. It's Karine, K-A-R-I-N, Sokel, S-O-K-E-L.com. And you can go there and learn a little bit more about me and this work that I do.
Well, and I will just give a testimony right here. You really live this. I have witnessed you witnessing yourself being pure consciousness, and your presence is felt. And how long have you been doing this work?
Oh, Linda, thank you. That's so lovely. Thank you for that. I've known Joe Dispenza since 2005 and started doing the work just listening to him, but officially I was trained by him and became a consultant for his work in the early part of 2012.
Okay, so several years now already.
Yeah, it's been a few years. Yep.
And I just, you're amazing, and I have witnessed the difference.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Prior to and during this work, and such an example for us.
Well, so, and you've been an inspiration for me as well, and both of you, I so appreciate being part of your amazing work that you're doing. Thank you.
Well, and I'm thinking again, we'd love to have you back on the show maybe next year, talk a little bit about some of your experiences. And I know you were in a study, you know, at Johns Hopkins on consciousness. And that would be fun to talk about and have let our listeners learn a little more about you.
I'd
but
love
this
that.
Does lead us to our time to close and announcements. So I'll just start by saying I have an inner wisdom class that I'm offering at Anne Arundel Community College, and that is in the Maryland area. That's going to be on October the 24th. It's a full day, Saturday all day. And it's you register through Anne Arundel Community College. Also, I have a Karuna Reiki class that I'm doing on October the 30th. And again, it's a full day class. And then our next show, Dawn and I are real excited about this one too. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Stephanie Porter. She's a naturopathic doctor, and she's going to be talking about spontaneous healing. So I think people will want to catch that show as well. Dawn, you have announcements?
Yes, thank you, Linda. I have a workshop, Creating a Successful Holistic Health Practice, and it's on November 14th and 15th in Sedona. And if you want more information on that workshop, it is www.sedonawellness.com. Also, I offer a free email newsletter. It comes out every other month with wonderful articles. The current one has an article written by Linda on hope. It's got an article from me. It has lots of good inspirational material. You can sign up for that on my website at www.energy.com. Energy Transformations with a S.org, O-R-G. And that's all the announcements I have right now. So Corinne, I just want to thank you for sharing this incredible wisdom that really will help. If people follow this or begin with this, it will really help listeners to transform from that place, like you said, of fear, of worry, that stress, and move into that place of light and joy and excitement for life. So thank you so much for just sharing this information and showing what is possible for our listeners and for the world.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Linda. I'm honored.
And we're honored as well. So I just want to thank my listeners for connecting with us today. Go out there and share your light, your love, and your wisdom with the world, and be that light. Namaste.
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 Sprint presents Lie Detector. Kyle and Audrey have been hooked up to a lie detector. Let's see who's telling the truth and who's lying.
I have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so I never have to wait to get the newest iPhone.
I don't have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so it's 15 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S. But I don't mind waiting. And I'm not jealous of your new iPhone either. Honestly, I'm not lying.
Get the fire extinguisher!
On second thought, can I just switch to Sprint?
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease, no security deposit, excludes taxes, subject to well-qualified credit, new line port, and $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in, regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Services additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.